Blog Talk Radio.
At the mention
of your name, every
knee will
bow, every tongue
confess
that you are Lord.
You are Lord. Cause at the mention of your name,
every knee will bow,
every knee,
every tongue confess,
yeah. To bow, and at the mention of your name, every knee, every tongue confess,
you are,
yes you are, oh, cause Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord, it's just that easy, Jesus, you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. Your sound is so sweet.
Jesus,
you are Lord. Yes, you are. Yeah. At the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord. So at the mention of your name, the scales fall from their eyes. Once blinded eyes will see that you are Lord.
See you.
Can we just call on his name together? We say Jesus.
Jesus.
Go and invite him in.
Jesus.
He'll meet you at your need.
Jesus.
He's Lord over sickness.
Jesus.
Sickness has to bow.
Jesus.
Poverty is defeated.
Jesus.
'Cause at the mention of his name,
your presence is overwhelming.
With you. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are free. We are free. We are free. We thank God for this Thursday night. Thankful Thursday. We just thank God for each and every one of you that are here tonight. We just thank God for another day, another hour to just be able to praise God and to worship. And we thank God that you were able to make it on tonight. We thank God that he gave us another day to be amongst the living. And we are just blessed, 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 blessed. Now, I know that you all, I don't know if you all have been fasting on this week, on the 3 days that Pastor Plant said asked that we fast for, but how many know that we are blessed? We are blessed. We are blessed. And if you are and you were able to fast, and I praise God for each and every one of you that were able to do so. And I know that we have testimonies, praise reports beyond measures on tonight. So tonight we're going to open up with praise. Well, you know what? I'm going to start off with Jesus calling first so we can hear that word. And then we're going to go in into some worship and some praising, song and praise reports. Sister Gloria, go ahead and get you a song on your heart so that you can bless us with tonight. But let's get started with Jesus calling first. And Jesus calling reads as follows. Rest in my presence when you need refreshment. Resting is not necessarily idleness, as people often perceive it. When you relax in my company, you are demonstrating trust in me. Trust is a rich word, laden with meaning and direction for your life. I want you to lean on me, trust, and be confident in me. When you lean on me for support, I delight in your trust and confidence. Many people turn away from me when they are exhausted. They associate me with duty and diligence. So they try to hide from my presence when they need a break from work. How this saddens me. As I spoke through my prophet Isaiah, in returning to me and resting in me, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. We have three scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Psalms 91:1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Proverbs 3:5, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Isaiah 30:15, for thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning to me and resting in me, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. Praise God for that word. As I said before, we're going to go into praise reports, testimonies. I know we all have something that we can thank God for, even if you don't say anything, but let me open up your line and just let you say hallelujah or praise God. I thank God for waking me up this morning. All that's a testimony. Hallelujah. If you have a place to stay, if you have food to eat, if you have running water, that's a testimony. If you are breathing, that's a testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you were like me, full of pain, and today I can say that I'm pain-free, my testimony. I'm going to shout that to the rooftop. Hallelujah. 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 So we just thank God. We thank God. If you didn't get any bad news today, hallelujah, if you have children and you didn't get a phone call from the jail, what a testimony, or from a hospital, what a testimony. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for these great things, since these are some things I think that sometimes we just take for granted. And just knowing, you know, oh, this is supposed to happen because of life. But all these things happen because God is good, and he's good all the time. I had a friend last night to tell me, or it might have been this morning when I was talking to her, she was like, God has been good to me. And I just thank God. You know, anytime you can just say, God has been good to me. What a testimony within itself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I must say, God has been truly good to me. Had some times in my life that they said I shouldn't have made it. But look at me. I'm here still standing, able to speak, able to talk, able to walk. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for sparing my life through a couple of times. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. So I'm not going to prolong the night and the time, but I just have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. But I'm going to let you have your chance to share on how good God is. And like I said, if you don't see anything, but God is just good all the time, God is good. You know what? Let's just make sure that we know that we're not sleeping on God. Hallelujah. And that we can brag on him and his goodness. We brag on everything else, our children, our grandchildren. Hallelujah. We talk about this. We talk about that. But right now, we're going to talk about God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you press 1, I'll be able to unmute your phones. And we're going to share tonight on the goodness of Jesus. 1-4-3-6, your line is open.
Good afternoon, everybody. I thank God for being on tonight. I thank God for his mercy and grace. My praise report for this week is all the pain and suffering that my daughter has been having with her tooth. By the grace of God, in the name of Jesus, she got that tooth out that mouth, and she is doing great. And I thank God for that, because it's been, just imagine being bothered with that pain for over 2 months. And all of a sudden, God just make it possible to get it pulled out. That was a miracle. And I thank God that when I went to the grocery store, I didn't have as much as I thought I had. And someone just, out of the midst of nowhere, by the great grace of God, they gave me enough money to pay for the stuff I had and get extra. So that was a blessing. So that was 2 blessings. The committee blessings comes in 3. And I was having real bad pains in my leg. And Pastor prayed for me. I didn't have to go to the doctor today. I was so happy. I'm still moving with these legs. They ain't hurt me. And I'm just thanking God and praising him for it, because it wasn't nobody but him. Prayer do change the thing, but God was the one to come in there and make them happen. And the day I went to the store today, and I know I had some money on my card, but it said decline. God sent another miracle. They paid for the little stuff that I had. And that wasn't nothing but a miracle, because people don't usually come up and just say, I got it. I said, I got most of it now. I got it. And I don't want to argue with the person, because I said, that's a blessing from heaven. So you don't want to ask for that, you know, say anything that's the blessing of heaven. So my song, if it's okay, I want to sing is God Will Make a Way. If that's okay with Evangelist Marie.
Yes, ma'am. We look forward to it every week.
Thank you. God will make a way when it seemed to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way when it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He make a way from the roads of the wilderness. He'll lead me. Rivers in the desert I will see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. He works in ways and ways we cannot see.
God will make a way when it seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. He will make a way.
Praise God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, that was a blessing. Did you hear all those testimonies, all those praise reports? She said somebody paid for her groceries not once but twice. The pain is gone. Her daughter's pain is gone. You had an awesome week. Praise God for you and your family, and praise God for each and every person who paid for it. Bless those, and I pray that they will be blessed beyond measure because they did an awesome, awesome thing. Anyone else have a praise report, a testimony? Press 1, and we'll recognize you before we get into the Word. All right, well, we're not gonna take up the rest of the night begging people to talk about the goodness of Jesus. So we're going to go straight into the Word. Pastor Flynn has an awesome word for us tonight. And you might as well get excited because it's always good. It gets better and better each week. So let's get ready to hear what God has to say through his servant. And let's pray for him right as he's coming forward. Let's just keep him in prayer. All right, I just got to receive a text. Someone needs prayer. Are we praying in general? And then right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it is that your daughter is in need of, you know, and we don't have to know, but you already know in advance. So we thank God for whatever it is that your daughter is in need of. We thank God that you're going to deliver step 3. God, we're going to thank you right now. Whoa. We thank God right now because you are removing tumors. You are removing, God, things that don't belong in her body right now. We thank you right now, Jesus, that you are doing a great work in her. But God, I ask you right now that you save, transform, fill her with your Holy Spirit, that you deliver her, God, from all things. God, I thank you right now, God, that you are a way maker, God, that you are a healer. And God, we thank you right now for the healing. We thank you right now for instant healing for all of us. And we thank you right now, by your stripes, she is healed. So God, we just give her the glory, honor, and praise, God. And right now, as she's listening, that she'll receive the healing. In Jesus' name we pray. And so it is, and so it is. Hallelujah. We thank God. You receive your healing. Just go and just get into your word and know that he is a healer, and he'll do it. If he did it for one, he'll do it for you. So we just thank God in advance for the praise report that you're going to come back and give us that is already gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now we're going to just turn it over to Pastor Flint as he brings forth his word. So let's, you know, like I asked before, as he's coming forward, just keep him in prayer that as he's pouring out, God will pour back into him. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We just thank God. We thank God for that word. We thank God for those, the prayer support and the testimony. We touch it with that powerful prayer, God, for the need of your daughter being met, God. We thank God for that song. Hey, that's the story he gave us. It was right on time. God will make a way when it seems to be no way. When the doctor say no, God say yes. I mean, yeah, that's it. I mean, we just do a song all the time and say, it ain't over till God says it's over. It ain't over till God says it's over. So God will truly make a way. When it seems to be no way, he constantly does it. He does it over and over and over and over again. I tell you what, I got a next door neighbor who I would joke my wife by saying that's a daddy, but he done gave her a whole brand new bedroom suit. I mean, it's, you know, God will make a way when there seems to be no way. And not that we needed one or asked for one, but it just was like, hey, do you want this? And so my wife was like, what are we going to pay for? You don't have to pay nothing for it. Just come and get it. Brand new bedroom, brand new. Nice too, y'all, real nice. But that's how God is. That's how God is. And I mean, we got married, you know, God used to just bless us with abundance. So like, I'm like, man, I was right proud of being together. That I was saying chicks was coming in the mail, you know, from north, south, east, and west. And I speak it again. I speak in abundance of those things. I had a client that sent me a text yesterday, and the client said that I had a dream about you. And she doesn't have a lot of money. God is, he's sending money away. He's sending the checks away in abundance. All this is coming in abundance. I seen it. I dreamed it. You know, you're a blessed man. And this and the third. And now, you know, I received some today. You know, God is just so good, man. God is awesome and magnificent and wonderful. Let me tell you, man, we serve a mighty God. Father God, we thank you right now. God, we praise you. We worship you. We honor you, God. We exalt your holy and righteous name, Father. We ask for forgiveness for the things that we've said, done, or thought. Because against your will, against your way, to grace your Holy Spirit in such a way. Tonight, God, we decrease that you increase. We step aside, Father. We remove ourselves from the equation and let your Holy Spirit take over. Let it be all of you, none of us. Less of us, more of you. Oh, God, we thank you for it in advance, Father. Your Holy Spirit, take complete control. Give us ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying tonight to these, your people, God. Oh, we just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. We thank you. I don't know. Song title right there was kind of about being free to worship and free to bow down and free to praise and free to dance. But what is it like when your freedom is taken away, when you're not free to worship? It's not okay to go out and worship and praise God. It's not okay to dance and shout and scream hallelujah. What do you do then? See, because this is what the message is about tonight. It's about still watching. So let's go to Genesis, the third chapter. Now, let's go a little bit further back. Hold on one second. I'm going to show you something. I didn't remember what God told Adam. When he put him in the garden, he told him that all his things was for this, and this, and this is for you, and you can touch this, and you can do this. But there was one tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil says, you can't touch that tree. Now, I said you can touch it. See, that's what threw everybody said. The day you eat of the tree, then you'll surely die. Is that what he said? That's exactly what he told me. He said, the day you eat of this tree, you will surely die. Am I right or wrong? The Lord God planted the garden eastward. Amen. Now he put the man whom he had formed. Verse 9, we're in 2 and 9, he said, and out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then God talked to him, and the Lord God commanded the man. In verse 16, he said, out of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. All right, now let's fast forward to chapter 3. Chapter 3 said, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, and if God indeed said you should not eat of every tree of the garden, look what the woman said. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Let's go back to verse 16 through 16, what did God say? And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. Now what did the woman miss on it? And when the gate serpent a leeway to deceive her. Three and three said, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave her husband with her, and he ate. And the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Let's go back to the part and listen. Which of them are still watching? Where was Adam when the serpent was dealing with his wife? How far away was he? Or how close was he? Because he said, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of his fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. So the whole time her husband was right there, silent, knowing he knew what God said in verse 16 on the second chapter, that you're going to die. So instead of rebuking the serpent, rebuking his wife, he sat there watching. And that's what we do as the body of Christ. And that's what we have done over the last 3-4 decades. Sat there and watched as your liberties and your freedoms have been taken away. Same-sex marriages. They are forcing pastors to have same-sex marriages. They are forcing bakeries and to make a cake and put two men on top of the cake or two women on top of the cake. Even if that's something you don't want to do, you're being forced. And if you don't do it, you're being sued. But all this time these things have taken place, we're sitting there watching. Just yesterday, Merriam-Webster Dictionary has taken the word female out of it. The word female is no longer a word in the dictionary because they're doing the binaries and the pronouns because they want people to be offended. But here's where this goes all the way wrong. Let's look at Genesis 1, 26 through 28. So God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. He created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So how, body of Christ, this is your whole existence. And we sat there and watched as they wiped it out. We sat there and watched as they take away your liberties. We sit here and watch as they took prayer out of the schools, and we sat there and watched as they took it out of the government building. We sat here and watched when they took your ability to discipline your own child out of your hands. We sat there and watched. Now you want to say something. Or do you want to say something? Or do you want to just still be watching? How do you feel? How does it feel? You go into a restaurant and a male and a female, and that's not a female. Anybody can go into the bathroom. What are they going to put on your applications when you fill out applications for work? Her? I don't know what they're going to do. What's your agenda? Do you have a agenda anymore? This is where this is going. And you think you're not trusted in the world, or you don't think that you in these times that Paul looked at Timothy and said, perilous times are coming. Oh, man, we are here. We are here. It's going to be a time now where now, Paul said, you don't have to resist the blood to serve God. Some areas you have, some areas that are being martyred every day just to serve God. But in this Western Christianity, in this Western world we're in, we don't have that at this time. But rest assured, it's coming. It's come a time where being a heterosexual male or a heterosexual other is the minority. And it's definitely not a popular thing. I remember we talk about being right and wrong and wrong and right, and it's here. It's here. We are here. So no longer can we take it for granted. These civil liberties, these things that we have. So when you're free to worship, you're free to praise, you're free to get into your word, take advantage of it. Take advantage of knowing every ounce of this word you got or you can get yourself into. Take advantage of your praying and fasting. Take advantage of your relationship with God, your kingdom mindset. Take advantage of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Take advantage of seeking God early where he may be found. Oh, take advantage of praying and your prayer language. Oh, hallelujah, spending time in your prayer closet. Take advantage, hallelujah, of sharing your testimony, your praise report. Take advantage, and I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. When I think about what he's done for me, I get joy, 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 joy. Take advantage of being excited about Jesus. The time will come where brothers will turn on brothers and sisters will turn on sisters and mothers will turn on daughters and sons will turn on fathers. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. That's all because we as the body of Christ continue to watch. We as the body of Christ, we think that the government is our protector. So we might as well make the government our God. That's what we do every day, trusting the government, trusting whether it's a Democrat in office, whether it's a Republican in office, trusting whatever bylaws and laws and amendments and justice they put in. We've sat back so long and watched instead of voicing your pain. He said when the righteous are in office, the people rejoice. But we allow wickedness to go to another level and wickedness to be the gatekeepers. We got principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness all around, and we have not spoken the word. Haven't spoken the word as though it is. He says, speak the word as though it is, and as though it is not, and it shall be. Speak that word. We haven't continued to speak the word. And with the power of life and death in our tongue, we've been silent, just as Adam was silent when the serpent was having his way with his wife. Instead of saying, woman, what is that you're doing? You know better. And that's what we got to do. We know better, children of God, woman of God, man of God, we know better. We knew better. When they took prayer out of our schools, we knew better, and we sat there and we watched. But at the same time they took prayer out of our schools, guess what they did? They started shading up satanic after-school programs. We sat there and watched. Didn't say a word. Now they got satanic temples up. They have them in front of courthouses, Baphomets everywhere. We sat there and watched. The everything that this country was based on Christian principles. I believe it all because the Christian had nothing to do with Christ. He never mentioned Christianity. He never preached it. And most of the practices are foreign to his the biblical faith anyway. Look at the practices. Evangelicals have homosexual bishops, ordained. Everyone talking about the inclusion. You are welcome here. Yeah, you are welcome. You are welcome to come all you can. Like I tell everybody, I'm sure you were born that way, but God said you must be born again. And I'm not just talking about homosexuals. I'm talking about all of us. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So those are some things in us that we've got to be born again. That is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. That's one of the waters of the water. But we have to have a spiritual birthing. So you come in, you come in, but you won't leave the same. But nowadays you come in and you infect the congregation because we're not prepared. We just sit there and watch. We watch with the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life instead of watching and praying. He said, watch as well as pray. We forgot about that part, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, now it's time to get in your closet. Now it's time to pray. Now it's time to cast down man imagination. Now it's time to pour down strongholds. Now it's time to call those things out. Now it's time to bind things and cast them in outer darkness. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time to get right by the Christ. He said, I'm coming back for a bride without spot and blemish, but the bride is infected. It's time to go through some spiritual cleansings. If I said to myself, we're going through cleansing. We're going through a cleansing, detoxing. We're doing a whole lot of different things. You wouldn't even believe the regimens that we're doing. You know, but it's okay because they hid everything anyway. They hide so much. And that's the same thing. And until you know, just like God said, I gave you the plants for food. And for healing, for medicine. But we'll take what the pharmacist gave us instead of doing what's natural. But thank God that he's opened our eyes to move in a natural mindset that's so our body's in a position to heal itself. Now, again, there's some things that you're like, man, I don't believe these people are doing this, but God is changing the mindset. You know, it said, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we're at a place where our mind is being renewed, you know. But a right mind, a mind that's got a sound mind, a blood-washed mind, blood-washed in the Word of God, a mind of obedience, where obedience is better than sacrifice. See, I don't sacrifice by being silent. And every day we're being silent, we're sacrificing more and more things that has to do with the kingdom. More and more things that have to do with the kingdom. The more we're silent, the more we're putting Christ back on the cross. Instead of taking up our own cross, bearing our own cross, bearing our own burdens, and then not only bearing our burdens, but listen, casting our cares upon him. Tossing our bread upon the waters and watching him move. How many ready for a move of God tonight? How many ready for a move of God? You ready to see God move like never before? I'm telling you tonight, you better sit the atmosphere. Sit the atmosphere in your home, sit the atmosphere at your workplace, sit the atmosphere in your car, in your vehicle. Sit down in your shower. You begin to say, man, listen, with praise, that there's a praise on the inside and you can't keep it to yourself. know, so I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise, I'm saying that need to be the I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. I'm saying you need to walk through your house. Wherever you are, I'm telling you, let that be your meditation. Let that be your song. This is my song. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. I'm talking about blessed assurance tonight. You got to have a blessed assurance that he is yours. God is going to say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. That's what you got to have. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. It's glory. It's glory, Lord. Take me away into your hiding place. It's in your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. It's in your glory. Tell the Lord, take me away into your hiding place. God, let Psalm 91 be my portion. When they say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Take me to that secret place, God. To that hiding place. But when you hide me, God, you make me, mold me. Father, we begin to thank you in advance for doing it, God. We begin to praise you in advance, oh God, for moving obstacles and hindrances, God, and stumbling blocks and offenses. Father, those are things that they're setting up all around the foxes and the little weeds, God. But you said the weeds and the tares are going to be there, but God, you're going to separate them. And you separated us, God. You sanctified us, filled us with your Holy Spirit, gave us your word that you placed in our hearts, God. And God, make us bold as a lion, that we'll no longer sit and watch. We'll open up our mouths and we'll speak and we'll rebuke. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you, and the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. We'll call down the angels, Archangel Michael, the warrior angel, to go before us. We'll call down the guardian angels, God. We'll dispatch the warrior angels. We'll dispatch the ministering angels, God. We're going to dispatch these gifts that you've given us, God. We'll begin to operate in the gifts, God. We'll begin to cast down the vain imaginations, God. We'll begin to pour down strongholds, God. We'll begin to speak those things as not as though they were, God. We'll begin to go into war, God, with our war cry, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the glory tonight. We give you the honor tonight, God. We'll even begin to speak, God, where healings will take place, God, where the blind eyes will receive sight again, God. The mute will speak again, God. The lame legs will recover, God, and they will walk again, God. The feeble bones, God, will be strengthened, Father. Hallelujah. God, every disease riddled in the bodies, God, will be removed, God, will be cast out, cancer, AIDS, God. This COVID-19, God, even monkeypox, God, even today they said there's been a case of polio in New York, God, the first case in 10 years, poliomyelitis, God, we haven't even spoken on that in forever, God, but when polio enters the body, God, it will exit the body because we speak it now, God, we speak it now, God, those that are dealing with sickle cell, God, we speak it, God, we speak healing into the bodies, God, lupus, leukemia, Father. Oh, God, we cast it out. We cast out that evil, wicked spirit, the unclean spirit that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We speak life. 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 We send Christ, and we speak life. To every day situation, we call on the Ruach Kodesh to blow on it. He said, can these dry bones live? He said, God, you know. He said, call on the wind, the north, south, east, and west, and tell it to blow on it. We blow on every dry thing that's around us. And everything that's around us that has no business, man, we command it to dry up. We command it to be consumed with a consuming fire where it's being disintegrated. Disintegrate everything inside us that's not like you. Everything that's around us that's not like you. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. As they said, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me so that we can serve you so that we can please you, so that we can honor you, so that, God, we can be bold as a lion and speak up. Speak, because we're not afraid of what man has to say about us or what man thinks about us. Speak, because we're reverencing you. Speak, because this is what your word tells us to do. Speak, because our life depends on it. Speak, our children's lives depend on it. Speak, our children's children lives depend on it. John the Baptist was a pure example of speaking up. Elisha, Samuel, all the prophets, all the judges, soldiers, what it mean, Moses. Speak, even when Moses told him he wasn't like somebody, he was an Aaron, but he said, listen. He spoke when it was time. And that's what God is telling you tonight. Get in position. As give you an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and give you a heart of flesh that you can receive, that it'll land on fertile ground. Only knock at that door, your heart, that you open up, let them in. 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 I say, Lord, it's yours, Lord. That you will come to a place of serving God, and that first place is making yourself available and then making yourself a sanctuary. So I said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. I'm going to be a sanctuary for you, Lord God. So, no, you're not, ye are the temple of the living God. God, I'm going to be a sanctuary for you. You may say, well, let me say, I'm yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I am, everything I'm not. I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see if I can be completely yours. And then you come to a place where we all can take place when we praise God. We throw our hands in there. When you run from, you get pulled over by the police and they say freeze, or so the first thing they tell you, what, freeze, what's the first thing you do? You throw your hands in there. Your hands in there, why? Because that's a place of surrender. God said, you're on the Holy Ghost arrest. Throw your hands in there. Surrender all to Him. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. You can throw your hands in there and you can begin to praise Him. You can lift up holy hands. Lift up holy hands and begin to praise Him. Lift up holy hands and begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Begin to say, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise you. I worship you. I magnify your name, God. We lift up holy hands and concentrate in Him. And what else we do? We worship Him. Hallelujah. We worship Him. Say, this day the Lord has made, I want you to rejoice and be glad in Him. I want you to praise Him. I want you to worship Him. I want you to bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. I want you to bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord tonight. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we honor you. Oh, Lord, we magnify your name. Say, come, let's magnify the Lord, for He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. You see what happened? They have minimized God. They put God in a box. They took away the omniscient, omnipotent, all-powerful, almighty God, and made Him a little G God. But tonight I'm telling you, come, let's magnify the Lord, for He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. And we thank you for the voice that you've given us to roar like a mighty lion, God. And you're talking about the lion of Judah. See, they still looking for Jesus coming as that lamb. No, it's a lion. A lion. And a lion, you can hear that roar 5 miles away. And I want you to know, God, we won't be silent. We won't continue to watch. We're going to let our voice be heard, and we're going to let our roar be heard. We give you honor, God, glory, and praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Say amen, 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 hallelujah. And so it is. And I don't know if you understand for women of civilization.
Amen, amen, amen. And let the people say amen, hallelujah. We thank God for that word. How many of you were excited just to hear the goodness of God and just knowing all? I'm sorry. My computer is doing something. I'm sorry. I apologize. So just thank God. We just thank God for this word on tonight. We're going to turn this platform back over to you all. If you want to add to, take away from, just press 1, and I will recognize you and unmute your line. Just press 1, and I will recognize you. 5659, your line is open.
Praise God. I thank God for the word tonight. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Praise God. Truth, truth, truth. Always the truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you for it was a true blessing to my soul. Hallelujah, very lifting. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for the both of you. Hallelujah, continuing on your journey with the Lord and blessing others to come unto him. It's just wonderful, y'all. It's just so wonderful. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Anyone else? Press 1. And if you already spoke and want to speak again, please press 1 so that I can take you out and bring you back in. So if you've already spoke, thank you. Anyone else have anything that they want to add to or take away from, please press 1, and I will unmute your line. 1436, your line is open.
Praise God. I was just listening to the message, and I got a lot out of it because when Pastor George was telling about Adam and Eve and the mistake that was made, and when God was telling them that they will get punished, they will die if they touch the tree. I mean, eat off the tree. Now, what I get out of that, listening to what he's telling us, that's like something coming from one of the God's Ten Commandments. Because if we disobey God, so there will be a punishment for us. And sometimes we wonder, why did this happen to us? But we need to ask ourselves, what do we do to have this happen to us? Because if we in God, and like Pastor George was saying, we know better. Cause and like if we steal something, we're going to go to jail or we're going to get killed. And I like it when he was talking about how we praise God. And we definitely have to be careful the things we do and the things we say because people's watching us. And if we represent a God that made us from his image, we got to live up to the expectation of doing exactly what God wants us to do. I know we all make mistakes because sometimes I get off track myself. But I thank God for loving me so much to put me back on track. And sometimes I conscious that, don't do that. Don't do it. And if I do it anyway, there's going to be a consequence because I was already warned, just like Adam and Eve was warned. So when I think about that and I think about telling my grandkids about something like that, it'll give me a better way to explain stuff to them so they can understand. And I just thank God for that. And I would like to sing another song if we have the time.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. feet I bow. Worldly pleasure all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. Blessed Savior, I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. Thank you, Jesus. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Praise God in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We shall all surrender all. Hallelujah. Anyone else who would like to add to, take away from, press 1, and I will unmute your line. All right, well, we just thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for the word that came forth. We thank God for all the blessings, all the miracles, all the wonders that are taking place. We know that God is in control. He's always in control, and he's just doing marvelous things. He's doing great things. And I thank God that he's doing a work in me. Hallelujah. I thank God that he did not leave me nor forsake me. I thank God that he did not leave me in my mess, that he saved me from myself. I just thank God. I just thank God. I have so much. I can go on and on and on about how good he is and how much he's done for me. But we just thank God for each and every one of you coming on tonight. We ask that you come back on next Thursday, invite someone to come on with you. We want this word to spread. We want this to get bigger and bigger. We want this platform to be so big that it's too big for this platform, that we have to go elsewhere with it. So we just ask that you share. Share, 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 share. And we know that this is going to be a blessed week for you, because God is good and he's going to do great things for you. All you have to do is ask for it. He will do it, receive it, expect it. Expect it. Expect greatness. Expect great things to happen to you on this week. Expect greatness on this week. Expect favor. And expect some great phone calls, and go into your mailbox expecting checks to be in there. Hallelujah. Expect things and watch it happen. I heard my husband say earlier today that we used to speak checks. And we would say, we're going to have a check in the mail. And, boy, I tell you what, we would go in there, sometimes it'd be $12, sometimes it'd be $1,200. But I thank God, because we didn't say how much the check would be. We just said it was going to be a check in the mail. And we would have checks in the mail. So it's time to get back to that, speaking things into existence. I spoke my healing, and I'm going on 3 weeks now, pain-free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then sometimes I feel a little niche here and a little pinch here and something. I was like, nope. It's not happening. I said I'm pain-free, and it'll go away. I'm going to be, and I'm going to remain pain-free. Hallelujah. So let's start doing it. We have power in our tongue. Let's start using it, and let's stop using our tongues for negativity and slashing and talking about folks and gossiping. I'm talking to Maria. Let's use these tongues for what it's meant for the power that God gave us to use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Wanda if she would close us out on tonight. It's been a great night. I hope that you all are excited for what he's doing. Pastor Wanda, please close us out with the benediction.
Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. The wage of your sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. You do reap what you sow. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my help my strength, and my redeemer. In Jesus' holy anointed name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and God bless all of you. Until next Thursday, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.
Thank you.